In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Father Andrew, Reverend Deacons, beloved in Christ Jesus. Today we are just 2 days before the great feast in which our Lord comes to make the waters of the Jordan holy with the fire of his divinity. He entered the Jordan and sanctified the waters of baptism that we are given so that we may be holy. And we hear this holy gospel, the first chapter of Mark, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then immediately said, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, behold, I send my messenger, or better, angel. I send my angel before thy face, who will prepare the way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The ancient Israelites had veered off the path and made a crooked path. And now John is preaching and the Lord preaches, make the path straight, come back, repent, repent, change the direction of the path. Indeed, the prophet was speaking of John the Baptizer, who lived like an angel on this earth in the wilderness. God created it as paradise, and yet man made it a wilderness. This is the greatest man that ever lived, John the Baptist. The Lord said that. We were not worthy of him. This amazing man was granted to baptize God himself. But he was not the one we were waiting for. We do not exalt any man to the level of our God. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there is one mightier than I, coming, whose strap of his sandals I am not worthy to untie. So John and his baptism were temporary. They were preliminary. They were preparatory. They were not the baptism that God has reserved in store for us. We read in the book of Acts chapter 19, there were some disciples of Paul that he came upon. There are disciples that Paul came upon in Ephesus who were baptized only by John. And he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit, the power to live the life that baptism gives us as a seed? Have you received the power? And they said, we have not even so much as heard of the Holy Spirit. And then Paul laid hands on him, this apostolic blessing, which is now chrismation from the hands of the apostles' followers that we have on this holy altar. That chrism completes the baptism. It gives the baptism power. Immediately, it says, they began to prophesy. What that means is they began to see the world as it truly is. Frequently, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we make it out to be. But what prophecy means is that we see the deep meaning of things. We see what the meaning of love is. We see what the meaning of our children are. We see what the meaning of our spouses are. We see the meaning of our single life in college is. And I could go on and on. This is the prophetic spirit. Immediately after baptism, we begin to live life in a different way because we belong to Christ. We've died to the ways of this world, and we now live in a different way. We are not the same. We now look different. We smell different. We are different. We say in the scriptures, Paul says, we are the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Our goals in life are different. Totally different. And if not, I ask you to reconsider. They're totally different from those who are simply a part of this world in a material way. Beloved in Christ Jesus, we who are baptized into our Lord have been given the most precious and valuable gift, more valuable than the greatest treasures on this earth. Our free choice has been restored to us, our freedom. Our identity has been given back to us. The power to reject every evil thought that comes into our mind is given to us, to avoid every evil action. And we live. We have the power to live a holy life. Baptism is a very serious thing. It was taken so seriously in the early church that many refused, including Constantine himself, to be baptized until their deathbed, because they didn't want they knew that they would fall down and sin. They didn't want that to stain the baptism. They were deathly afraid that they could not take care of this great gift that was given to them and trash this heaven. But for most of us, beloved, we were baptized as infants and we have forgotten. We have forgotten the importance of that pivotal event in our life, which is our rebirth. We have neglected the gift and the great power that has been given to us. We cling to the things of this world and we think that in them we find our fulfillment. And yet they cannot and will not fulfill. They cannot and will not fulfill. We run to the theaters and the stadium and the football games and the soccer games, but we groan as we try to get up and go to God's house to pray with the angels. We run to the doctor when we are sick in our bodies or our minds, yet we neglect the only one that can cure us. He's the only one that can cure us of our illnesses, of death. We crave the earthly breads and delicacies, and we spend all our time cooking. I love, you know, my wife lets me get into that kitchen every now and then. It takes me 5 hours to do what she does in an hour. But I want to make that food so delicious, huh? We put all that effort into it. Yet the pure food of heaven remains within our grasp, but untouched. But our Lord, there's always a but in orthodoxy, in his tender mercy and love toward mankind, never abandons us. He lives deep within us, for he was implanted there in baptism. He was implanted deep within our souls and our hearts. And we know there's something special when we come into this place, those who are baptized. Even though we have shut the doors to our hearts, he is constantly knocking to enter. If we open the door, many of us only after 30 or 40 years, if we open that door, that is, if we repent, if we make that path straight, if we return to the road that has been given us, he will enter in our hearts with power, and our whole lives will change. Repentance, my beloved, is the key to the Christian life. It was given to us by God and is given to us by his holy church. For he breathed on his priests and said, whoever sins you remit, they are remitted, and whoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Do not neglect the holy confession. Forgiveness and restoration lives in the church, but we must accept it and run to it. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism. It is set free as we repent. It is set free to work in us. People say, Father, I don't get anything out of the liturgy. I say to you, repent. Repent. Turn. Turn and open the door. Open the door of our heart, and Christ will come in. The fire of love and peace and holiness will again begin to burn in our hearts when we repent. This repentance will be given to us by God when we truly seek Him. When we can't wait. You know, I remember the days after my ordination, and I'm sure Father Andrew experienced the same thing. I lived from Sunday to Sunday, from feast day to feast day. This is what we must live. Repentance will truly be given to us when we seek Him. Number one, when we commit to pray every morning and every evening to Him, whether we feel like it or not. It is not a matter of feelings. We express our commitment. Number two, when we seek to forgive someone, even when we don't want to, the grace of God comes to those who humble themselves. Number three, when we deny ourselves and our own egos for someone else, maybe someone we don't even like, to sacrifice for that person, because we please our God beyond our understanding when we do this. This is what repentance is and how it begins to bear fruit. Number four, to give our own possessions, even when we think we can't afford it, to others. We can never afford it, let me tell you. We can never have enough. When we give it to others who are in need and to God's holy church, when we adorn God's holy church with our first fruits, the blessings of the Lord come to us. This is what repentance is, for if we do these things because we love our Lord, the Holy Spirit will come and act in us with power. It is the fire of His love. If we are not feeling it, try these four things. Try them now, today. Thus, it is through repentance that the great gift that was given to us in our baptism is set free. The chrismation confirms and gives power to the baptism. That's why we accept the baptism of those schismatic churches that are separated from us. We accept that because they did it in good intention. But it is not complete. It is not complete without the holy chrism. It is a very serious thing, baptism. We must start, for we do not know what tomorrow will bring, I assure you. Let us bow the knees of our hearts and our minds before the Lord who has given us so great a gift, who continually sprinkles us with the dew of His love. Let us commit ourselves and our whole life and each other to Christ our God, to whom we belong. We belong to Him. Let us love Him with all of our hearts, all of our thoughts, all of our actions. This is what repentance is. It is loving God. In this way, we enter again into the very waters of our baptism, because the tears that come from that will wash us. In this way, the heavens will open and the Spirit of God will descend upon us in the form of a dove. And once again, we will begin to truly live and to truly love. Amen.